the Pinky to Pig Show. Hello, hello. It's Pinky the Pig. Yay. Okie dokie. Okay, well, thank you for listening. And I'm Pinky the Pig. And I'm a pig and I'm pink. And I'm here with my good friend, Mildred the Cow. Mildred the Moo Cow. Mildred, how are you today?
I'm really good, Pinky. Really, really, really good.
Yeah, I'm really, 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 really good, too. Okay, so, I was just thinking, you know, because the other day, was it yesterday? No, wait, when was it? When we were talking about the airplanes and the jets and the rockets?
Right, yeah, that wasn't yesterday's podcast. It was the day before. That was number 11.
Okay, if you say so. Anyways, I was thinking about the planes and the jets and the rockets. And then I was thinking, well, And then how the birds, you know, the birds, they're the ones that fly. They're the ones that fly first. So, but I was thinking, you know, they don't have any propeller. They don't have the jet engine. They don't have the rocket fuel. So I was just wondering how they do it.
Well, that's a really good question, Pinky. Well, the thing is, the bird is very lightweight. It's not like a big structure of a plane that has to get off the ground. It's very lightweight.
Yeah, very lightweight because the feathers are all light.
Right, and also the bones. The bones are hollow. They're not completely hollow, but they're kind of like a honeycomb, like a bee, when a bee makes a honeycomb.
Yeah, I know what that is, the honeycomb. Yeah.
That's how the bird's bones are structured. So they're very lightweight, but they're still strong. They're basically hollow.
Okay, and they don't weigh very much.
Right, and then it's certainly about the shape of the wing, which is similar to the airplane. And, of course, that's where man got the idea from, the bird and the shape of the bird's wings first.
Well, yeah, that's pretty obvious.
Right, so, and then it's also the functions inside the bird. They're highly efficient, like the heart is highly efficient, and they don't really have lungs. They have air sacs that work really well, and they're really lightweight. And the digestive tract is very simple, and that's very lightweight.
Okay, yeah, go on.
Well, and then also the birds, they have really great vision.
Yeah, like especially like a hawk. Hawkeye, they call it Hawkeye.
Well, yeah, and Hawkeye has a really good friend named Radar.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, you say so.
And then, of course, the eagles, they can see really well, too. Eagle eye.
Oh, yeah, eagle eye. Okay, what else?
Well, they're highly intelligent. Their brains are actually larger in proportion to reptiles and amphibians, and that's who they're actually closely related to, living relatives. And I believe the prehistoric bird is the pterodactyl.
Really? Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
And also, the birds are, they're really smart. They know how to migrate.
Migrate?
Well, they fly. They fly large distances at a certain time of year. And they travel. And they just know where they're going, and they don't even use any, you know, satellite or GPS, so they got to be pretty smart.
Yeah, they're smart. So then, how do they get off the ground?
Well, they flap their wings, and it has to do with the pressure. They use, actually, their chest muscles to flap their wings, and they have that running start with their legs sometimes.
Yeah, like the geese. You ever see them? They run before. They got to get a running start. Kind of like the wheels on an airplane. They get that running start. And then they flap. And you ever notice they honk, honk, honk? I can't do it, but they honk a whole bunch before they take off. So I guess I could, so everybody, all the other geese are paying attention and they all fly away together. I guess that's why they honk so much right before they fly.
Well, that makes sense, yeah.
Okay, so then the bird flaps its wings really hard and then it lifts up.
Right. And it has to do with the pressure, just like the airplane and the shape of the wings. And that creates the lift.
And then they lift.
And then like the bigger the birds of prey, like the eagles and the hawks, they just soar. They don't have to flap a lot because their wings are super long compared to their size of their body.
Yeah, not like the hummingbird. They are just flappy, 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 flap. They're so cute though. And you know their feathers are so pretty. They're like blue and green and purple. You know, they're not just one color.
Right, and regardless the size of the bird, I mean, they all have the feathers. And then the bird's feathers, they're really lightweight also. They're actually made out of a protein called keratin. I think I'm pronouncing that properly. And that's actually what hair and toenails are made out of, that same keratin. Also, the scales on reptiles, that's made out of keratin.
Okay, that's good.
So the feathers are lightweight. And then in the wings, well, that's how like the Wright brothers, they watch the birds, you know, for hours. I don't, days, weeks, I don't know. But they learned how the birds would have their wings out and then they would lift up a couple feathers here and there. And that would change their, whether they were lifting or descending. So that's how the Wright brothers determined how to re make those flaps in their wings, mechanical flaps.
Yeah, they learned a lot by watching the birds, of course.
Right. And of course, then, you know, the birds eat, so they have that energy for fuel. So that's their power. They don't need jet fuel. They make their own fuel by the food they eat.
Yeah, just like us.
Right, that's where we get our energy.
You know what Farmer Tommy says to Penelope? You know, Farmer Tommy, that's Penelope's dad. You know, they'll take care of me.
Yeah, what does he say?
He said to Penelope, he goes, "You eat like a, oh wait, what was it? Yeah." He goes, "You eat like a bird, a vulture." That's funny, huh?
Well, yeah, that Penelope, she's got a good appetite.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, that's funny. So anyway, let's see what else. Oh. Then you have the other birds that don't fly.
Like the penguin.
All right, the penguin doesn't fly.
But a penguin can swim really good.
Correct. Then what other birds don't fly?
Oh man, I got, oh, I know the ostrich. The big giant ostrich. And then the, what's the little one kind of called? The emu?
Very good, Pinky. Very good.
Yeah, and what's that saying, the ostrich? He sticks his head in the hole in the sand because he doesn't want to deal with stuff. Is that a saying?
It is. That is an expression.
I thought so. Okay, so I bet we could have a pretty poem about birds, flying birds, please.
Okay, I'll find this one.
Okay, thank you. I'll wait right here.
Okay, this poem was written by Javon Evans. Fly like a bird. If I could fly like a bird, I would fly so very high. I would soar through the sky, leaving all my worries behind. If I could fly like a bird, my face would touch the clouds while my feathers touch the ground as the wind cools me down. If I could fly like a bird, time would slow down, giving me time to enjoy the peace that surrounds all around. If I could fly like a swift bird, I'd be light, and I know for a fact I would love this graceful flight.
Oh, that was a pretty one. That's a nice one. Okay, thank you for the poem. I love you, Mildred.
I love you, Pinky.